Hey church family, it's Friday and Philippians chapter 3 is where we find ourselves today. This is a great chapter. I think you're really going to enjoy it today. He starts out by just talking about how religious he used to be. If you go down and says, he says, if you think you're all holy, basically, let me tell you what. And he talks about the fact that he was circumcised and that he was from the tribe of Benjamin and that he was a Pharisee and all of this. So he's talking about all of the knowledge that he had prior to meeting Jesus. And so he says, as for righteousness based on the law, I was faultless. So he's saying, if you just base everything on the law, following the rules, following the religion of Judaism, I was perfect. But then he says this, but whatever were gains to me, all of these things that he had just listed, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. You know, I was just visiting with my son last night, Landry, and we were talking about Paul, and we were talking about putting on the armor of God each day, and we were talking about going through trials. And when I was visiting with him, I listed to him so many of the painful experiences that Paul went through after he had an encounter with Jesus. That it seems like before that he had a pretty well-established life. He was highly regarded as a Pharisee, or he called himself a Hebrew of all Hebrews. So he was kind of a big deal in Judaism, in the Jewish world, and was seen as important. And he says here that none of that meant anything, and I've lost all things because of my relationship with Jesus. And Landry and I were talking, and I said, son, we're not promised that we won't have problems. In fact, sometimes we have problems because there are spiritual attacks that are happening because we're a threat to the enemy. And so that made me remember that conversation as I read this. So he says, so for Christ, I've lost all these things. And then he says this, talking about all of the things that he had, all of the awards, so to speak, that he had gotten, all of the accolades, all of the degrees, all of the education. He said, I consider them garbage. Other versions of the Bible say, I consider them rubbish. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. So he's saying, I've lost all things. I've lost all the accolades, all the popularity, but all of that stuff is garbage because I lost all that, but I gained Christ. Let me ask you a question today. Is that how you look at your life? Do you look at the things that being fully committed to Christ may cause you to lose, but realize at the same time that gaining Christ makes all those other things meaningless? It makes them rubbish. It makes them garbage. And then some of the most popular verses in the entire book of Philippians, he goes back, and Paul likes to do this. I wonder if Paul was an athlete. He says, not that I've already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal. So he's saying, I'm not there yet, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. Do you think Paul's making sure they know he's not there yet? He says, I haven't taken a hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I think this is a beautiful passage, this chapter 3, because Paul says the things that this world says are important really aren't. Paul says, all that I used to have, I don't have anymore, but I've replaced it with something better. And then he admits, I'm not there yet, but I'm pressing on. Are you pressing on in your faith? He reminds us towards the end of chapter 3 that our citizenship is in heaven. You know, if we truly believe that our citizenship is in heaven, that heaven is our home, then I would think that we would do things and we would act in ways that would show that we live for the heavenly home and not for what's going on here on earth. May that encourage you today, and I'll be back with you on Monday to wrap up the book of Philippians.